Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take Tenfet Talmud. Nedarim Pei Gimel, Nedarim 83a, pagination 165. By way of introduction, we're dealing with the case of a husband being mefer, negating his wife's vow. And in this case, we're going to be discussing the case of Nazir, that the woman made a vow that she should be a Nazir. Nazira. Now, there are two concepts that we want to keep in mind. Number one, that when a chacham or a team of three annul a vow for somebody, they're doing hataras nedarim. They remove it retroactively. When a husband does it, however, it's megiz gayiz. He's cutting it off. That means that, as far as we understood it, until that point, it was in effect. But now it ceases to exist as a vow. But at one point, for some duration of time, it existed. Second concept that we want to keep in mind is that if a vow is terminated part way into its existence, in the case of a Nazir, so even though the person will not bring their regular karbanos, but chatos ha'of is going to be brought. In the words of the Ran, explaining the previous Gemara right before we're going to begin, since a chatos ha'of is brought on a safek, even in the case of doubt, therefore, asya nami lachatzi nezirus. When you have a case of half nezirus, which is this type of case, where after, let's say, 15 days, the husband heard about the vow and terminated it, so a chatas ha'of will be brought. Our Gemara begins four lines from the bottom of the page, and we're making reference to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, which was on the previous daf, who holds, which is the way we paskin, that in a case of inui nefesh, affliction to herself, the husband can only negate the part of the vow that's inui nefesh, and the other part of the vow that's not inui nefesh is going to remain. What's so fascinating about that opinion in the case of Nazir is that the Gemara assumes that there's going to be tsar, inui, pain, affliction to her regarding the prohibition of wine, that she's not going to be able to drink wine. That's inui nefesh. That's placing a restriction on her. But regarding the other laws of Nazir, specifically the law of not coming in contact with a dead body, there's no inui nefesh there. Not going into a cemetery is not inui nefesh. And therefore the Gemara assumes, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that part of the vow should remain. She should be obligated to complete the rules of Nazir. And if that's true, she should be bringing all the karbanos at the completion of the Nazir time period, and not just the chatas ha'of at half time when the husband negates whatever he could negate. Let's see the Gemara inside. Esve, let me ask you the following question. Ha'isha shanadra b'nazir v'nitmes. A woman made the vow of Nazir and then she became tamei. V'achaka chafer labayla, and then her husband negated the vow. Mevi'a chatas ha'of, she brings the chatas, as we said, because the chatas can even be brought on a half duration. Ve'in mevi'a olas ha'of, and she would not bring the other karbon for such a nazir time period. Asks the Gemara, "Vi'i amrit, and if you tell me, mefer lemesane ve'ein mefer l'she'ein mesane, the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that you negate only the part that has inui nefesh, afflicting her, and you're not negating the part that does not afflict her, Dilma, you could very well explain this, miyayin de'isla tzaira hafer lo, that from wine that causes her pain, he's able to negate. Mitumas meis, de les la tzaira lo efer lo. But from tumas meis that doesn't cause her pain, he should not be able to be mefer, and he wouldn't. And therefore, there should be not only a chatas, but an olosh. She should have to complete the vow, and if she got messed up partway, she should have to redo it. Because the tumas meis part, not to contaminate herself to a dead body, not to become ritually impure, should remain as an obligation, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara over here answers this question with a principle that we encountered at least once before, maybe twice in our excerpts of Take 10 for Talmud. The Gemara answers, Amri, I must tell you, that tumas meis nami is la tzaira. Even tumas meis coming in contamination with the dead body to become ritually impure has a level of inui nefesh associated with such a restriction. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Ve'acha yiten en libo, a living person should pay attention. V'tanya, and we learned, Hoya Rab Meir, Omer Rab Meir taught, Mai dechse v'acha yiten en libo, what should the living person pay attention to? The principle, de yispod yispedun le. If you do eulogies, then they'll eulogize you when your time comes. De yivkun yivkun le. If you cry on the loss of others, then they will cry on your loss. De yikbo yikverune. If you participate in the burial of somebody else, then in your time, they'll participate in yours. And the woman is very aware of this. And therefore, her inability to go to the cemetery is a restriction upon her, which is understood to be inui nefesh. Even though there's no intrinsic inui nefesh, it's not a restraint of food, not a restraint on wine, but nevertheless, it is a restraint which infringes on her, and therefore, that too is something, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the husband can negate and remove through hafara. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.